Come explore the wild heart of Utah with Oars. No notifications, no meetings, no signal. Just you, the river, and the space to reconnect with what matters most. From one-day adventures in Dinosaur National Monument to week-long journeys through canyonlands and beyond, Oars delivers unforgettable guided rafting experiences on some of the most iconic rivers in the West. Visit oars.com/Utah to start planning your next great adventure. Let's go rafting!
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, where they're proud of where they're from and excited where they're going. They are in Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
They have, they're also got ranked the number one drive-through bank of Nebraska.
That's a big deal.
They did?
The number one drive-through bank, yes. They just got... It's convenient. It's very fast flowing.
Fast flowing.
The tube is very, very accurate and very quick. You know, when you send a thump, when you have to send it down.
That's quite
I'm
achievement,
at two
Bill.
Things right now, but that's really funny. Boom. Those are important.
They're important. I want to know that people. Imagine being that one. What do? I repair. I go around and I repair the tubes in drive-thrus.
So important.
Yeah, I tell you, every time
what
I,
a skill.
Every time I put something in that, I was like, okay, now put your, you know, your driver's license and something else in that, and you send it in. I go, this ain't coming back. This is not coming
How
back.
About the ones where there's no tube.
Yeah.
Where you they just say set it in there.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
That's only the ones right by the teller.
That's
the second
easy.
One is the, has the
tube.
Thump.
Yeah. The Boom.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the other one, that's easy. Except for I'm always like, what if you got your hand caught in that bad boy? And it's like, pulls you right into the window. Just pulls you right through the window.
I've never thought about that, Bill.
Yeah.
Pull this to the window at the bank.
Yeah. Maintenance, though.
Maintenance of that. Like I said, I don't know. It's
tube
not.
Tube of maintenance.
It's the tube of maintenance. It wouldn't be as cool as the guy used to come into bars in different areas and change the records. We talked about that guy that showed up. And jukeboxes and
what
change.
A job.
What a job. That's just like.
I wish I had that job.
Imagine,
that's
a happy job.
Imagine
right
going
there.
Into like the Curly
cool
Q
job.
Bar like at 11 a.m. like that with this big, just a big.
Got some new music here.
Big
and
box
you're done.
Of music.
There's a starting point and an end point. That's
yes.
what I want a job like that before I die where I'm not on call all the time. It'd be nice to have a job where, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take this music to these bars. Mm. I'm going to leave at 4 a.m. and I'll be done at noon.
Yes, done at noon, all the musical.
Because you got to get it all in by noon.
Think about this.
You got to get all that music in by noon.
Yeah. Back in then, the old jukebox, it was incredible like that. And the button would press hard. It would click. You click the button, and then after you did it, then it poof, it popped back out again.
Those are the best jukeboxes.
Those were the best jukeboxes. The buttons were clickable buttons. But the key was, Jake, when they decided to change a song, they had no idea what song to change because there was no data. It wasn't like, well, they've played Seasons in the Sun. They've played that song's been played
Are you sure
a thousand times. There's no data on how many times it's been, not back in the 70s, the 60s, the 70s.
I wouldn't
guess. They could probably look at a 45 and be like, this gets played a lot. Or they know
tell
it's
by
a top 40.
Tell by the look
the wear,
of it.
The look.
Wear.
I mean, the wear and tear. You tell the wear and tear on an album. Look at it. The wear and tear. That's why this guy had to be an expert.
Know.
That's why he had to... I'm telling you, you can look at a 45,
look at a 45
that never got played and one that got played.
Yeah, you're
pretty new.
I'm telling you, don't come at me
no,
with this, Mister.
You a little
Mister,
bit.
I don't understand wear and tear of a 45.
I lived in that world. Yeah. I can't remember looking at him and going, Adam, hey, This one, this.
How about this one?
This one's been played a lot. This Elton John one.
This happened, Steve. I think you might be able to recall.
Bay City Rollers is overplayed.
Bay City Rollers.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Night.
Nice call.
Bay City Rollers.
Thank you.
How about this one? I remember being, if you were in and you knew it was coming, if there was a song playing that had a skip in it like that and it got caught like that, you just kind of bump it. You had to kind of hit the jukebox like that to get the a little bit to kind of get it going a little bit. God.
Oh, God.
Better times.
Nah. This all goes back to Pinnacle Bank.
Thank you for tube maintenance.
You know our friend Rick Kaczynski has an old time jukebox in his house.
Kaz does?
The whole jukebox?
Mm-hmm.
How many albums does he have in it?
Well, they're not albums. They're 45s.
It's okay. a full-blown
Come on, terminology.
Bill would freak out. Yeah,
I would freak out.
You would freak out. It's a full-blown, old-timey jukebox.
Jake, the feel of the buttons was incredible.
I've done that before. I get there at a Godfather's when I was young.
Okay. Yeah.
It could be. Okay.
I have seen.
Now you're cooking.
I know
now
the jukebox.
Cooking.
I have.
Now you're cooking.
I do regret that they're gone also. I didn't have them for as long as you guys did, obviously. But I did experience it.
When you look down... Remember, Steve? It was like on these. It was like this,
yes.
And you look at that. It was like these V. They were written, and you moved over. I'm going to move over. There was no button to press.
For some reason, it was uneven.
What's that?
It was the presentation
angle.
Of the song.
Yeah.
The former Godfathers and Beatrice definitely had a jukebox that I was fascinated
by. Clickable buttons. It made everything happen.
Yeah, just.
Oh, what was the appeal? I mean, I thought the appeal of a jukebox was largely. The songs would come on, and those were your songs that were playing for everybody. And you felt a sense of pride.
Jay, what would you
pride
feel, Jay?
And powerful. You felt powerful. You feel powerful.
I feel powerful. Remember
you put
this
the money in, and this is and, my yeah, song.
And also, there was also something that was incredible on jukebox. Remember the dollar one? You had to lay the dollar flat and slide the dollar in.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times, that was pretty heavy to put a dollar in a jukebox. That's like, wow. Pretty well money.
How many songs for?
Oh, no, for a dollar? Oh, no, that'd be more than that. You were getting three for a quarter. A dollar is going to get you a lot of plays.
Like an hour of music, basically. Yeah,
maybe.
Not more.
Better times.
Thanks to Pinnacle Bank for sponsoring
for Pinnacle
hour
Bank,
two.
Thank you.
464-5685.
We'll do jukebox time again next Tuesday.
Call or text as always. I was looking at an NFL mock draft yesterday.
Were.
Now, this is, again, a couple months away, but I don't think things will change terribly in terms of who's going to go high and who's going to go low. I mean, the combine will change some things in this, of course, but if several different outlets have the Big Ten somewhat dominating the upper part of the NFL draft.
Okay.
Now, one guy of The Athletic has the Big Ten having, let me see what I had here, eight of the first 15 players.
Mm-hmm.
And no SEC player until like pick 9 or 10.
Until 10.
Yeah.
I was looking at ESPN's mock draft here, and the first player they had in the SEC was number 10, Mansoor Delane, the cornerback from LSU. I'm looking at ESPN's right now. I mean, their top pick is Mendoza, of course, Big Ten Indiana. Then Arvel Reese, Big Ten.
Wait a second.
Ohio
stop.
State.
All right, go ahead.
That's the top two of Big Ten.
Do it again.
Number one, Mendoza. Fernando Mendoza.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number two, Arvel Reese to the Jets. He's an edge from Ohio State.
Okay.
Then three and four are players from Miami, actually. The Cardinals, Francis Maugo, the tackle from Miami, and then Reuben Bain to the Titans.
So Reuben Bain, is he the rush end?
Yes.
Like the kind of stocky bowling ball rush end?
Mm-hmm. Then at number five, you've got Carnell Tate at Ohio State.
Jeez, what?
So that's two five? Ohio State. That's three in the first five Big Ten.
Tate is five. He's like their he's not their best receiver.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not as good as
Then
Jeremiah
at State. Six would be Spencer Fanoe from Utah. They'll tackle to the Browns. Caleb Downs, Ohio State, seventh to the
Caleb
Commanders. Then Jeremiah Love to the Saints, and then the Texas Tech guy to the Chiefs, then LSU. So there's only, four in that top 10. But the Athletic had eight of the top 15 of the Big Ten.
How about that?
In the draft. And no SEC until picks 9 or 10 in all both of these, though.
Just don't hear Sankey anymore. Sankey's gone mute.
You don't, I agree. You don't hear anything.
Yeah, he's kind of quiet.
Well, just think about that. Sayin and Downs. How many times do you see that happen where someone leaves the SEC power, which was Alabama, to go up north?
To Ohio State?
I mean, that you did not see that. You did not see that happening.
Nope.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Hey, how about in 2010 related? I saw Sean pointed this out. The second to final year of the Big 12, the league had five of the first six NFL draft picks. I would almost say that was better times. The Big 12, when it had all its original teams, had five of the first six picks in 2010. That was at Sue, right?
That was Sue at Sue. Gerald McCoy went, I think, three or four to the Bucks that year.
Jake knows sports.
I think he went first that year, though.
Sports.
You should know who went first that year ahead of Sue.
Well, hold on.
I can't think who that'd be. If that was Big 12 or not. That's still very impressive, though. But, I mean, also
had to be a quarterback.
Ohio State's going to have potentially five first-round picks, though. I mentioned a couple. I mean, at number two in this draft, Arvell Reese, edge rusher. Then Sonny Styles, the linebacker, seen as a top 15 pick. Caleb Downs, Carnell Tate. And then I'm missing somebody else in there that could be a top, you know, a first-round pick from Ohio State this year. Penn State's got a guy, a guard, in the top 15, potentially. Like the conference is stacked. We've known that for a couple of years now. Straight national championships. They're not slowing down anytime soon. We saw last year, already saw next year's top 25. It says Ohio State's one. Indiana's in the top five. Oregon's seen as another contender again next year.
Good call by Bill, by the way. Had to be a quarterback in 2010 when the Big 12 had five of the first six picks, that quarterback.
What, give us a school.
Oklahoma.
Bradford?
No, yep. Was he 10?
Yeah. No, he was number one.
I know. I was just saying, he was 2010.
Yeah, yes, 2010.
For some reason. Yeah. Okay.
No, 2010, Sam Bradford. Sue was second.
And McCoy was third or fourth, right?
McCoy was third. Trent Williams was fourth. And then Eric Berry.
He's still playing, by the way. He's still very good.
Eric Berry was fifth.
Tennessee safety.
Yeah.
He was good for the Chiefs.
Russell Okung, six. Joe Hayden, seventh. Don't recognize Joe Hayden. He was
a cornerback in Florida.
Yep. Okay.
Played a long time in the league.
He was good, for the Browns. Yep. Many years for the Browns. It was a good draft.
So the Big Ten's flexing right now.
Feels like it is.
In both basketball and football over the SEC.
Okay, so we're saying, I mean, right now there's numerous teams in the Big Ten that can win it all in basketball. Have a chance. Can you imagine that? I mean, Petiti just walking in like Conor McGregor into every single room. I mean, just like that, it'd be insane what that would be like.
The SEC doesn't have that this year. I mean, we can have Garth on again, but he's not going to be peacocking around like he was last year.
Anytime we work the word peacocking into anything,
I'm looking at the rankings of the SEC for basketball from the other day. We mentioned the top 10.
A&M's leading the SEC right now.
A&M is not ranked, though.
Not in the rankings.
They're 26. Yeah. Arkansas will be 21st. Right. and Florida's at 17. I think that, and Vanderbilt's 15. That's
Vandy 15.
Besides Tennessee at 25, so they got four teams, but all lower ranked in the polls.
Yeah, SEC. Nobody's talking about Vandy winning at all.
Yeah.
You know, what did
they have last
team?
Year? How many teams? 14? 13 teams made the tournament?
I thought it was 14 teams in the dance.
14? Is that sure on that? Connor's nodding, but I think also Connor will nod a lot, and if he's not quite exact, he's okay with that.
No, I think it was 14. It was a record. It was a record, 14 teams last year.
Not this year.
And we're seeing the Big Ten again. Projections, whether we agree or not with them, I'm seeing 10 to 11 teams
16,
right now.
You have 16 teams in for the Big Ten this year, Jay?
I do not have 16 in the dance. That'd be a big stretch to get Penn State probably in the dance this year, or Northwestern, or maybe Maryland possibly. Yeah.
You are seeing the projections 10 and 11.
I don't think that they're worthy of that.
Sean
mentioned it
the other day, and I was like, Then I looked, and he was right, unfortunately. There's a lot. Yeah. I don't get it quite either, but.
There's one thing that'll never go away, and that is bias for the power conference. You're always going to get the SEC, the Big Ten. They're just going to be like, well, they play in that league. How do you keep up?
Well, I tend to be biased that way. I understand that bias as a blue blood lover.
But we asked, everything is cyclical in life, but go back to 5 years ago. Who'd you thought that the Big Ten would have this dominance in college football and have this kind of draft accolades at this
point? Not sure I would have guessed it.
No. And look at it next year. I mean, the Big Ten is going to say, okay, Indiana, we'll see. We'll have a chance. They have a new quarterback. They have a chance to win it all. Oregon, you have to feel, has a chance.
Ohio State
has a chance. I don't see Penn State with a chance, and I don't know if Michigan. I don't know if they're ready to win.
Why not
at all.
Michigan?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. It'd just be interesting to see how far along the quarterback play is, and that's a lot. You know, with Kyle, will do a great job there. Although I will say this, they went 9-3 with maybe the most unorganized situation going on, maybe in the history of college football. As you see the arrest and all the stuff that went on.
What a mess.
Thank God for Biff, though, right?
The only reason that those guys won 9 was because of Biff Bogey. If Biff Bogey's not in that building, they're 6-6.
How is Ward Manuel still employed?
I don't know about
if
that.
If I was a regent or their whatever they call their regents, I would look at the messes, the variety of messes, the wide variety of messes, the scope of the messes, and the number of the messes, and say, how often were you in the office? I mean, did you understand what was going on in football?
I mean, there's always going to be hard questions to be answered. Probably one of the reasons why is he still employed? Well, they're number two in the country in basketball. That'd be
Dusty May.
They did win a national championship under him with a lot. There was a lot of things going on, as we know at that time. But that was, I mean, this thing about that, they went 9-3 with maybe the most dysfunctional team in the history of college football with what was going on. You start hearing the stories of Sharon Moore behind the scenes and Biff held together.
This guy right here?
What are you going to do tonight to celebrate?
I'm going to eat some Häagen-Dazs coffee ice cream with my wife and smoke a Cuban cigar and then probably go to the hospital.
That's the guy that gets them together.
That's the guy.
The big man.
The ER.
That's Häagen-Dazs.
That's the man that gets them the guy together.
Coffee.
That man right there.
Coffee.
Yes.
Ice cream.
And if you ever talk to him in person, that's who he is. He's even better. Like I said, if I text Biff right now before the show, well, I'm sure I don't know what Biff's doing right now, but he'll respond to me literally within minutes. Hey, Bill, what's going on? What can I help you with?
What's he doing now?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
Was he retained by?
No.
Was he retained?
No.
Okay.
No. And I understand that.
You could text Whittingham, too.
Yeah. I could.
He texts about music usually, don't they? Yeah, right? Yeah, a lot of music.
I haven't sent him a song. I'll send him a song today.
Whittingham really pigeonholes himself in what he likes musically. That's what I took from our interview.
Yeah, he has a very clean,
time frame and style of music.
He also mentioned Bill eating different hamburgers, bites of
that
hamburgers.
Was disgusting.
Crown burgers.
Taking bites out of everybody's burger.
Not everyone's, but a good number. And you rewrap them just perfect.
Good number.
Craig Versteeg, the quarterback coach for the Ravens right now. Now he's probably with the Giants. I don't know because that was a change. He was a Harbaugh guy. You could just hear him, what the hell?
I would be too.
What happened here? When we come back.
What's next?
What are we doing
if
next?
If you thought this game might be empty at Rutgers on Saturday, think again for a very, very odd reason. We'll tell you what's going on next on Early Break in the Ticket.